This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the fierce weather so many Americans are seeing. The AP's Donna Warder.
A spring storm has brought heavy, wet snow to the Northeast, and at one point, about 700,000 homes and businesses lost power. Maine and New Hampshire got most of the power outages. But Portland, Maine resident Jane Phillips, who was cross-country skiing in her neighborhood, says snow this time of year is a welcome thing.
Well, it's special to get snow in April and to be able to get out and enjoy it, you know. It's fun being a Mainer.
The National Weather Service said some 2 feet of snow was expected in parts of northern New England with wind gusts of 50 to 60 miles an hour. I'm Donna Warder.
Elsewhere, cleanup work continues in several states racked by tornadoes and other severe weather, blamed for at least 3 deaths this week. Tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma, Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Georgia. Israel says it's working to reopen a key border crossing into Gaza. This just hours after President Biden had a blunt talk with Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu.
President Biden has issued a stark warning to Israel's leader after Israeli airstrikes killed 7 humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. In a roughly half-hour phone call, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the president told Benjamin Netanyahu that future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on Israel moving fast on new steps to protect civilians and aid workers.
If we don't see the changes that we need to see, there'll be changes in our own policy.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today, President Biden will visit the site of the collapsed bridge in Baltimore. 6 people are believed to have died after a cargo ship hit the bridge. The president will meet with victims' relatives. The Dow dropped 530 points yesterday. This is AP News. There is new information about illegally trafficked firearms and where they're coming from. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
New data released by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says that more than 68,000 illegally trafficked firearms in the U.S. between 2017 and 2021 came through unlicensed dealers who are not required to perform background checks and are not required to keep records of their sales. Almost 60% of closed cases during that time period that could be traced involved people who had previously been convicted of a felony. The Biden administration has separately proposed a rule that would require thousands more gun sellers to get licensed and run background checks. That proposal quickly drew protests from gun rights groups who contend it would ensnare regular people who sometimes sell their own guns. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.